Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen to this case out of New York City, Scott. A nursing home resident has died after a 95-year-old fellow nursing home resident and patient killed her with a piece from a wheelchair.
Oh.
And the question becomes, in a case like this, are there charges for a 95-year-old woman who may not even realize what it is she's done?
Why did you overemphasize the word woman?
Because when I first read the headline, I assumed it was a man. And I, shame on me for that. I assumed it was a male. I don't know how, in case we've heard about this in certainly in dementia wards and things like that, people can be aggressive, right?
Sure. Oh, sure. They can be, yeah.
Do you charge someone who's 95 years old and probably has dementia?
Do you not?
Police said today they don't even know what to do with this.
Well, someone killed someone else.
Correct.
Is that in and of itself not the definition of at least manslaughter, but maybe murder?
She was in her bed when she was struck.
So she was targeted.
These are probably roommates. You know how expensive a private room is these days?
No, I hope I don't ever have to find out.
I hope you don't either. Looking to make it a topic, but I just looked at that and I thought, well, who was the man who did this? It was a woman. This says to me they were roommates.
So what do? You don't charge them just because of their age? I mean, and I'm not comparing the two, but there have been plenty of war criminals from wars past who have been hunted down and charged. And again, I'm not comparing the two, but just because they're old doesn't mean they didn't commit the crime.
The older senior was taken to the hospital immediately after for both a physical and psychiatric evaluation. You would have to prove that she knows right from wrong. And maybe at 95 years old, she does.
Maybe she doesn't.
Maybe was this 90- a memory care ward?
It is believed the 95-year-old is somewhere on the dementia spectrum. Yes.
I don't think she's going to wind up in Gen Pop.
How you couldn't put a 95-year-old.
Can we stop saying Gen Pop on this show?
I agree.
I thought it was the hip new term.
I don't even think a jail is equipped to handle the needs of a 95-year-old. Are they?
I would almost err on the side of not charging her.
Why?
Our courts have better things to deal with. I know that sounds horrifyingly horrible.
Ooh,
but
well, you say that, but man. What if it was your grandmother that she stabbed?
I completely agree with you. And if it were my grandmother, I think that I would have a different tone. However, I don't know.
I'm telling you, you think
if she lives for another 10 years, is she supposed to do it behind bars?
No, yeah.
And you know what I mean?
It'll be house arrest of some type.
Well, no, wait a minute.
In whose house? Jan, she lives in a nursing home, so...
Somebody put her there.
Do you isolate her? No, I'm being serious. You know how in prison we have isolation? Like if you're a danger to yourself or others, there's isolation.
Yeah.
Are there isolation wings in nursing homes? And I am being absolutely serious when I ask that.
Let me ask this question. If she's too old to be charged because she's 95 and her care might be
impossible,
difficult for the prison staff, do we start letting people out when they hit a certain age or when their physical abilities start to decline? Can you imagine if they let Charles Manson out of prison?
Yeah, when he was 88 or whatever.
When he was declining in health?
I'm sorry.
Whoever was first, I don't care.
There also has to be intent of some kind. Like, she didn't just become a cold-blooded killer.
I don't think Eunice did just become a cold-blooded killer, Sam.
Which is kind of my point. It's not like she woke up in the middle of the night and was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going
to take that wheelchair wheel. But there was a death. There was a death. She murdered a woman. This is murder.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what do you want to happen to her?
I'm just posing the question. I don't
send her up the river.
Well, I know. You could charge her and, you know.
By the time the trial got done, she'd be dead anyway.
That's my point.
And can she even, what is it called? You have to be able to participate in your own defense.
Why would we clog up the court system when she was a threat to this one woman, but we don't even know if it was intentional.
But Sam, you can't send her back to the same nursing home. Can you imagine if that's the nursing home where you're surviving whatever, grandpa, grandma, you know, there's other people who live in this facility, right?
Eunice is back.
You want to share a room with that woman?
You make a great point.
Like, we're not sure what set her off, but something did.
And now we're rewarding her by giving her own room for the cost of a dual room?
When Eunice gets back, somebody's going to shank her. I don't care who it is.
Oh, God.
She was just upset that somebody was taking her applesauce.
I'm telling you,
you think these issues aren't going to get worse as the boomers are all aging and we are all aging and they cannot build these facilities fast enough and the cost of these facilities, we are going to start seeing cases like this, mark my words.
Which state did this happen in?
New York.
Because they might have special wings in certain prisons where...
For who? The psychopath?
The elderly battery wing?
Yeah. So she might end up just getting a little room for a couple of months at some... Man. I mean, what is she going to do? Run away on work detail?
I don't know, Dan. You know, I don't know what you do with someone that age that has done something so horrifying.
You're going to roll away?
She did use part of her wheelchair, Dan, to kill this woman. She's not running away from anything.
Why'd you bring this up? This is horrible.
Well, there's
no appropriate way to have this conversation.
One of the reasons I brought it up, honestly, is because I assumed it was a man, and then I saw it was her roommate.
And why is it always a man?
In Dana's world, it's always a man, even when they're 95.
Well, when they're 95?
Well, at that age, there aren't too many men left.
That's actually statistically true, Dan.
Because we want out.
Oh, my God.
Freedom!
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Park.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.